Hello, I'm Rev David, and I live, work and play on Alderney, one of the Channel Islands. Thanks for joining me as I wander through life. It's only 10 days until Easter Day, a week on Sunday. Easter is the most important festival in the Christian calendar, and more important even than Christmas. Because Easter and Christmas are important moments in the Christian year, they both have periods or seasons of preparation before them. The time before Christmas is called Advent, and lots of people have chocolate Advent calendars as they count down to the big day. For Easter, the season of preparation is called Lent. A bit of a strange name, but it comes from the Old English word for lengthen, and reflects the fact that as we approach Easter, then the days get longer, because we are also moving into the season of spring, when the earth comes back to life. In the olden days, the Lenten season was marked by not going out partying, and instead going to church more often, and by eating plain food rather than treats. In fact, Pancake Day is the day before Lent begins so that you can use up all your eggs and flour and sugar, because you won't be needing them to make cakes. When I was a boy, then you were usually expected to give up sweets and chocolate too. Nowadays, things have gone the other way and we're encouraged to do something extra rather than give something up, like helping out as a volunteer. From a Christian perspective, the focus is all about taking the time to become aware of our story as the people of God and the important events in that story. But I think that there's a wider application here. It's a good thing for all of us, whatever our beliefs, to take the time now and then to consider what the important things are for us in life and whether or not we're valuing them and giving them the attention they deserve. I wonder, if I were to ask you, what's the most important thing or person in your life, what would the answer be? And then, if you think about how you spend your time each day, how much time is devoted to that important thing or person? Sometimes, life gets busy or full of stuff. Things happen, jobs need to be done, and before you know it, the important things and the important people have been lost sight of, and we need to have a bit of a reset. And that's what we can use this season of Lent for, a reset. So here's a thought for Friday. With just 10 days to go until Easter, can you use the time to ponder what's important in your life? And are you giving it the time it deserves? That's it for now. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time.